Could have been an interception. So we just said we got to start making the plays that they're giving us. So we knew once we did that, we were able to settle down as Zach returns the interception and D-Ray takes the punt back. And after that, it kind of just got rolling.
And then you miss the tackle on Blackman, but you come back the next two or three passes to him, knock down. You determined to go for the stop.
That's just the life of a cornerback. I'm not going to make every play. And when I have an opportunity, I got to make some plays. So for me, Blackman's a good receiver. He made a few catches, and I was able to stop him from catching a few. So we just got to continue to work and compete.
What does it mean for the defense to have a good finish that you had?
It means a lot. I mean, you know, you come in and win every game. So wins, as you saw this year with us, aren't easy to come by. So whenever you can win a game, it's exciting. So it'll help us to go into the offseason. But when you look back at the season as a total, it's going to be a disappointment. We didn't plan to go 6-10, but it's nice to go out on a winning note.
Do you see yourself as one of the leaders, making sure you guys stay on track towards next season?
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm excited to get back at it. And, I'm really going to pride myself this year getting after guys and kind of trying to lead the charge with the offseason. And just we got to work hard if we want to get good. So we got to continue to work our butts off and come back and know how much better we need to get.
Dramatically, the emotions change from the frustration of, you know, almost getting interceptions to the rash of returns there and the rush of points.
That's part of the game. You got to continue to work, man. And we blew it. We dropped interceptions, and there's not many that's going to come your way. So when they do, you got to hold on to them. But that's what this league's about. You're going to get more opportunities, and I'm just happy we were able to take advantage of them before it was too late.
Was Zach's first one, I mean, was that sort of just the one thing you guys needed and got everybody sort of dialed back in then?
Yeah, I believe so, because, I mean, I dropped one before that, Zach dropped one before that, and Ayers dropped another one. So we started out 1-for-4 with the passes that hit our hands. But we knew that he was giving us opportunities, but we had to take advantage of them. So we got to the sideline. I mean, I told the D-line, it's on us in the back end. We got to make some plays. And when we did that, we were able to get a good lead and hold on to it.
You feel like... Like you say, 6-10 is disappointing, but you went 4-4 at home. You didn't get shut out against the division. There are some important things that came out of this game today.
Yeah, definitely. But when you look at it, we start the season out and we say, let's go 8-0 at home, and we want to win more than one game in the division. So no matter how you look at it, you say we did some positive, but in the grand scheme of things, those aren't really positive. Those are things that we fell short of doing. So you can enjoy the win tonight, but just realize tomorrow when you wake up, we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Thanks, Jason.